with a love never ending. And we are continually going in Proverbs 29:18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keepeth the law. Ooh, it's an honor to be with you in this new year, this 2020,
yes.
This new season. You know, so many of us looked at 2022 when we came to last night, like, I'm still, and maybe I'm speaking for myself, I don't know about you, but I'm still in this funk. I'm still in this place. I haven't seen what I thought I was going to see. You know, we started 2022 talking about this is my season, this is my year. I'm going to conquer, I'm going to overcome. But then the ways of the things just life just seem to just continue to pull on you and tear you down and beat you down. But I just want to say to you, this is your season. This is the time where God will finish what he started in you. We all are going through. We all have a cross to bear. Sometimes it may feel like a weight that you can't handle, but God built you for it. He built you to be a part of this year. He built you to be a new face, an expression, a representation of who he is. And I just pray that all of you in this year, just prepare your hearts and minds to receive everything that God has for you. Because he has the abundant blessing that you have been waiting for. He's just asking for one more step of faith, just one more step to say that God is God and God is God alone. And he has everything about you inscribed in the palm of his hand. Once again, an honor to be with you on this New Year's Day, the very beginning of 2023. And I'm honored to present because there are new faces. Once again, welcome to the family that's here. All of you guys that took your time to join us again for this service. It's an honor to present to you our beloved, our excited, Minister Danielle Cage, so many accolades. I don't think I can even follow all the words that you said of how powerful the woman of God is that we have, the shepherd of this house, a praying woman, a praising woman, a dedicated woman. My God, just us, a woman that we are blessed to have. It's my honor to introduce to you on this new year, our beloved Apostle Etta Banks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Praise Hallelujah. Be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Listen, y'all, do me a favor. Unmute yourselves and give God a
Hallelujah.
Praise. Unmute yourselves and give
Hallelujah. God a praise. For 2023.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for Elder Mark's transparency about what the year has been like to him. Y'all know that normally, those of you who have been with me for years, normally I make the statement that I pray that this year, which would have been for us for 22, this year is the worst year you'll ever have. And I pray that the new year coming in won't be the best year that you ever have. We want it to be good. We want it to be great, but we don't want it to be the best one because we want the next year to get better and the year after that to get better and so forth. But I wish this year was the worst year that you have ever had to experience. And I'm here to say that for me, it was one of the worst years I have ever experienced. We've been through a lot as a family, been through a lot as a church, even to the point, praise be unto God, where I had actually sunk into a place of losing hope, losing some hope. And so I'm making an open confession, you know, here at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, this whole thing with mothers passing, the ministry, personal things, other members of the family passing away during the same time that mother passed away, other members passing away, and funerals were being held during the same week or the very next week after mother. It has been difficult. It has been hard. Yet when I spoke with any of you at all, whenever I spoke to you, you know, I gave you what God gave me to give you at that time. Many of you called to check on me and see how me and my family were doing. If you didn't call, you text me. I want to say thank you so very much for you reaching out. Thank you so very much. This season has been a season that, as excited as I am about Christ, I got to a place where I was experiencing many, many lows, in my walk with the Lord. And it was troubling. And God, in his mercy and in his kindness and in his love, sent a prophet to me just 2 days ago that shared with me what God had shown her concerning me. And he let me know that he knew where I was. He knew I was in the pits and told me, I have to come up out of that. So the first thing I want to do is to apologize to each and every one of you if I had not been there during this season when you needed me. If I had not been there, if you called me or needed a word of advice and I didn't give it, please forgive me. Please forgive me. However, praise be unto God, I'm back. And grieving is not something that, you know, it lasts for a moment. It can go on forever and a day, whatever the case may be. But I have to make a decision to go about things in a different manner. So I just want to say thank you for standing by me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for loving my family. Thank you for loving New Vision. Thank you for loving each other. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. And we shall go on and let God complete what he started to us, in us. We shall complete it. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to read a scripture that came to me while Elder Mark was talking. And so let me read that scripture, and then we'll get into the word itself. And this is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Yes, chapter 4, starting at verse 7. And it says, now we have this treasure in clay jars so that this extraordinary power may be from God and not from us. Let me stop there for a moment and see if I do that, I'll end up making this the sermon instead of what I got, but I'm going to stop anyway. Now we have this treasure in clay jars. We are the clay jars made from the dirt of the earth. We are the clay jars that is speaking about here, that this extraordinary power may be from God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry the death of Jesus in our body so that the life of Jesus may also be displayed in our body. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that Jesus' life may also be displayed in our mortal flesh. So then, death is at work in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith in keeping with what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, for we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you. Indeed, everything is for your benefit. So as grace extends through more and more people, it may cause thanksgiving to increase to the glory of God. Therefore, and this is the verse here that is really key here. Therefore, we do not give up. Even though our outer body is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. And the words from that scripture, the one that the word said, all of those things, you know, we're persecuted, we are crushed. We're not crushed, but we're afflicted. We're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We're struck down. We're not destroyed. Saints of God, that's all of the things that we are, all of the things that we go through, all of the things that we have gone through, that we have gone through. However, we read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 18. However, no matter what, we know that because Christ is in us, no matter what is happening here on the outside, because of Christ in us, that's how we are able to make it and not give up. Our outer person is being destroyed. Our bodies are decaying day by day by day. The body is decaying, and we acknowledge that it is decaying. These bodies will not live on forever, but the spirit within us shall live on for eternity. And with that being said, we're turning over to Philippians 4:13. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's where I want to come from today and taking you into the new year. Into the new year, that you definitely can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The NIV version says, I can do everything through him who strengthens me. The Living Bible says, I can do everything God asked me to do with the help of Christ who gives me strength and power. There's another version that says, I am ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. And finally, in the 20th century New Testament, nothing is beyond my power and the strength of him who makes me strong. I doubt if there's anyone on this line who has not heard that scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's almost one of the first scriptures that we teach our children when the babies are saying, I can't, and so forth and so on. We'll tell them, sweetheart, you can do it. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. This is a promise from God that we can do all things. But most of us end up thinking that I can do some things, but not all things. But the Bible says all things. Paul himself, when he made this statement, it looks like, you know, that he himself may have been sounding a little cocky when he said, I can. It sounds like he's very confident about himself. And excuse me. And then the promise is doing all things. So first he sounds like he's boastful, but then he says doing all things. And we know that when we're looking at this, he's saying that he can do it, but he can only do these things because of Christ. You ask yourself, can I do all these things? Can I really do all these things? And you know, y'all, I joke about me singing. Well, it's serious. that I can't sing, that I can't sing. So, you know, that would be on my list of things I can't do, that I can't do. However, in the word here, as we're looking at this and we're going to break this down, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So there are four principles in that little bitty statement. I mean, a few words in there. I can do all things through Christ strengthening me. We come up with four principles out of this. And the first principle is personal desire. You can do all things through Christ if you want to. All things through Christ who strengthens you. If you want to. That would be a personal desire. Before a deed can get done, you have to desire to do it. In order to accomplish your goal, you got to decide what it is you want to do. In looking at this, what it is that you ponder on, what you think on, what it is you want to do, and so forth, what's in your heart, if you focus all your energy towards that one supreme goal, that is what you're going to achieve. None of us have achieved these fantastic goals in life without it being something that started in our head and then in our heart, and then we set our minds to accomplishing that thing, and we didn't give up. We did not quit. We would not quit. So before the deed comes, there is the desire. One of the things I have learned in my many years of counseling and loving on people and so forth, that there are two words that we need to look at about changing, praise be unto God, about changing, even to get to the truth of the matter. When we start saying, you know, well, I can't forgive that person for what they did. I can't find the time to read the Bible. I can't witness for the Lord. I can't do this. I can't. Excuse me. But when we change the word can't, and put in the word won't. Now look how different that statement says is. I won't forgive. I won't make time to read the Bible. I won't witness to the Lord. Do you see the difference that the impact of that is? One, the can't is making excuses. The want is facing the truth of it. I won't do it. I won't do it. Is it possible for you to do the very things that you say that you won't do? Yes, it is. But you must want to do it. That is the number one principle in that scripture. You must have the personal desire to do what it is that God is influencing you to do. You must do that. The second one is that if God, you can do it if God wants you to. If God wants you to. So then that becomes divine direction. That's the second principle, your divine direction. In this verse, this is not, you know, a blank check, you know, whatever it is you want, you can get it, you can do it, and so forth and so forth and so on. You can do whatever it is that you dream up. If we look at that sentence in the context in which it is written, he is speaking about varying and sometimes difficulty circumstances in life. He says that he's learned to be content in whatever circumstances he's in. And that's what Paul is saying. And so when we paraphrase this, it's like sometimes I have a roof over my head, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm laid up sick, other times I'm walking in good health. Sometimes I eat like a king, other times I have nothing on my plate. Sometimes I have money in the bank, and other times we're flat broke. I have learned to be content no matter what my situation is. With that in mind, verse 13 then is, I have learned through the power of Jesus Christ that I can face whatever comes my way. That is what you can do. Now, it is good. If it's good, I can enjoy it. If it's not so good, I can deal with it because I have access to the everlasting strength of Jesus Christ. If God is in your difficulty, you can face it. Let me say that again, please. If God is in your difficulty, you can face it. These have been some very difficult months for me, very emotional months for me. It's been more than I was expecting. Let me say, when mother passed away, I literally thought that I would be in the mindset that people might question how much I cared because of the fact that I was so sure that I was going to go through this. I wasn't going to have a grieving process. I was not going to be sad. I was going to be happy and ecstatic, you know, because I knew mother was going on to be with, had gone on to be with the Lord. I knew that it would make a great change in my sister and her family's life, you know, and I felt that I was going to totally be on the up and up, because in Christ Jesus and knowing that she has eternal life, you know, there is that hope, that is that eternal hope that was there. So I just knew that I would not grieve. Well, whoop-de-doo, y'all. After December the 3rd, it's like everything crashed down on me. You know, the tears at the drop of a hat, a thought, I would cry. I hear somebody say something, I would cry. I want to do something, I would cry. And then as I'm going through this, then I'm thinking about my sister who saw my mother every day for the last years of her life, worked with my mother, prayed with my mother, prayed for my mother and so forth. And what is she going through? And I would cry. And I just kept going through these emotional roller coasters, up one hill, down the other, up one side and down the other side. I was amazed that I was going through those changes. And thank God there were saints that were calling and saying, Apostle, it's okay. It's okay to grieve. There were those who picked up in the spirit that I was not doing as well as I was saying I was doing, that I was not doing that well. And they would call me and talk to me and help to keep me from going under. And that was a blessing to me. That was a blessing to me. And somewhere along the line, I almost forgot that in my difficulty, in my weakness, Christ is made strong. He is strengthened in that time period in order to carry me through. So through Christ, I can do everything that God wants me to go through. I can face everything he wants me to face. I can fight every battle he wants me to fight. I can obey every command that he's given me. I can endure every single trial that's put before me. I can overcome every temptation through Jesus Christ. If God is in it, we can do it. We can do it. And that makes it as simple as that. Saints of God, during this year, I want you to not forget. I want that scripture to become so valid, so important to you. The fact that if Christ is in this with you, you can accomplish it. You can go forth and do everything he's called you to do. If God is in your difficulty, you can face it. If God is in your failure, you can overcome it. If God is in your dreams will come to pass. If God is in your goals, you can achieve every single one of them. If God is in your prayers, he will answer them. So can you really do all things through Christ who strengthens you? You can, if God wants you to do so. The third principle is called divine enablement. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you if you rely on Christ. If you rely on Christ. In the Greek, the word to pour out strength into, this is where God strengthens us. It's like pouring water into an empty glass or coffee into a mug. It's the picture of an empty vessel being filled by an outside source. When we face the problems of life, Jesus has poured his strength in us. Jesus had to pour his strength in us to get through this year as a ministry. The last 2 years, he had to pour strength into us. We were disappointed. We were depressed. We were downtrodden. All kinds of things had come up against us. And we walked in a place, you know, God, what are you doing? What are you saying? God, speak to me and make it plain, make it clear. And the thing was that we still did not give up. Some of us may have given up momentarily, but even looking at the names of you that are on this line, you did not give up. You held on. You were still believing. No matter what the case was, you were still believing. And I say was because this too shall pass. We're going again into a new year. We're going into a place where we have got to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that whatever it is that God has put before us, we can do it. And it takes more than positive thinking to come to that place. It takes more than positive thinking of thinking it into being. It takes more than that. We've got to have Jesus on the inside. Are we better than somebody, than other people? No, we're not better. Are we stronger? No. Does God give us a free pass so that whatever happens to others doesn't happen to us? No. Are we exempt from pain and suffering, the coronavirus and all that? No. We will suffer the heartaches. We will suffer disappointment just like anyone else in the world. But we endure suffering and sadness and opposition. We weep because we live in a fallen world. All that anyone else suffers, we will suffer too. But however, we have Jesus. We have Jesus on the inside that will carry us through, that will see to it that that which he started in us, he will complete it. Saints of God, that's the hope of glory that we have. That is the thing that makes us not give up. That is the thing that makes us get up every other day and say this, not every other day, we get up every day and say, this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In the word of God in Romans 8:35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, saints. All of these things happen to us as children of God, but they cannot separate us from Christ. We are bound to him by cords of love that nothing on earth could ever sever. So don't you dare during this new year, when hardship comes, when things come your way that's trying to knock you off track, don't you dare say out of your mouth that God has left you. He said, I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. Someone was telling me last night that as they ministered to people at the altar, the Holy Spirit had dropped in his spirit about footprints in the sand. And how in that poem, we've all seen the poem, Footprints in the Sand. And when the gentleman was walking along the beach, he saw two sets of footprints. He saw himself, his footprint, and Jesus. He saw them both. But then in the most difficult times in his life, he only saw one set of prints. And he asked God, why was that? Why did you leave me during my most difficult times? And it was, son, I didn't leave you. I carried you. That's why you only saw one set of footprints. I carried you. Saints of God, no matter how difficult it gets, and when you feel that God has left you, truly understand he said he never would, and that he's carrying us through these things. So yes, we can do all things through Christ as we rely on Jesus. We can't do it in our own strength. We can't do it in our own wisdom. We can't do it in our own ability to figure everything else out. But if we say, Lord Jesus, I'm relying on you. If we say, Lord Jesus, I'm trusting in you. Lord Jesus, I'm obeying you. You will find out that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And then the last point to make on this is personal choice. There's a principle of personal choice. You can start today and don't look back. Which way are you going in your life? What answers make all the difference? When many people are living in the past, they worry about the past, they fret over the past, they make that past their today, and they can't seem to get out of that. God is calling us to come to that place where we realize that we are making the choice here. He wants us to understand we can't go back. We can't stay here in this place. We must go forward. I encourage you this year that when you are set back, when you are pushed back, you just push back and get up and punt. Get up and go forth. Do not stay in that place. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So your four principles here are personal desires, divine direction, divine enablement, and personal choice. When you look at that, the first one, praise be unto God, is personal, it's you. The second and third one, those two, that all depends on God. The fourth one is you again. So you start out saying, I can do all things through Christ. And then you end up with me, who strengthens me. You are the beginning and the end of that on which you can do, because Jesus is in you. If you allow him to work what it is he's got to work, he can do it. So can you do all things through Christ? Yes, you can. I see you, Pastor Brinkley. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So we don't just walk around and saying, I can do all things, and leave out the part about Christ. If you say, I can do all things, then you're boasting. And that's not what Paul wanted you to do. That's not what he's saying. If you say, I can do some things, then you're using the words of a doubter. God did not call us to doubt his word. We ought to have faith in him. We ought to trust him. But what we are saying is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those are the words of a firm believer. Those are the words of somebody who's saying, I'm not going to let what I see in the natural eye keep me from going forward. Remember, what we see is temporal. What we don't see, that is eternal. So you can do everything in Christ if God wants you to do it. You can fulfill his will in your life. You can obey every commandment or every commandment. You can endure every trial. You can overcome every temptation. You can do everything that God wants you to do through Christ Jesus. And that's the thing, saints of God, that we have got to come to the place where being believers, we've got to come to that place where we are saying, Lord, truly, I do trust you. Every year is a new year. Every year we make resolutions. Every year we're determined that we are going to be different. This morning I was playing, Lord, change me, change me, change me, change me. I needed to be changed from where I was 2 days ago. My mindset needed to be restored. I needed to get back on track on who I praise and who is really within me, who is the one that covers me, that keeps me, that supports me, that delivers me. I had to stop giving in to the negativity of life that was around me, and knowing that this day is the day that he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And saints of God, that's what we need to do going throughout this year. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. I don't know what the prophets are saying this year is going to be. I don't know what anybody else is saying about, you know, every year there's a slogan for the year. You know, in 2020, it was 2020. We got new vision, perfect vision, and so forth. Well, a lot of people didn't get a new vision. A lot of people definitely didn't have perfect vision. But to God be the glory. All I know is this year, we need to be in that place where we're saying, God, I can do this through you. I can do this. If it's a desire for me to do it, it's because he placed that desire within us. God placed the desire within us. I want you to get that. I want you to understand. You know, I know I taught you before that when the scripture says that God would grant us the desires of our heart, the reason he would grant you the desire of your heart is because he's the one that gave you the desire. And therefore, he will give you the desire of your heart when it's what he plans for you. So even in this scripture, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I have to desire to do it. And then if God is the one who put it in me, he wants me to do it. That's the second part of that. Then it's something that can be done. Now, listen, let me ask you this. I don't know if you remember, but do y'all remember the story of the little engine that could? Thank you, Kyle and Kia. Okay. The little engine that could. In looking at that, the little engine that could, there was this train that it had all these toys and food and things that he had to take to the other side of the mountain for the boys and girls that lived in the other town. And he had everything, stuffed toys, animals, dolls, and like I said, food, whatever it was. But to get to town, you had to go up this mountain and then down the other side, which was not a very easy task to do. And when the train got to the last stop before the mountain, the engine broke. And now what is he going to do? Well, he went to the roundhouse and he's asking all of these other engines to help him out. And one by one, you know, they were saying no. That was the whole thing. But then in a corner, he heard this little voice saying, "I will do it. I will do it." And then he turns and he looks and he sees his little engine. And he said, you know, like that mountain is too big for you to do. And he said, "I'm willing to give it a try. So I will do it." So they hook the engine up to the train and that's where everything begins for them. The engine starts gathering up the steam. It starts going up the mountain and it's chugging along. And a little engine is saying, I think I can. Look, y'all, that's what I say when I'm walking sometimes. I think I can. And you keep going through, I think I can. And finally, he makes it to the top of the mountain and he's starting downhill on the other side. And he did it. He did exactly what he was thinking that he could do. And he said, I thought I could. And so in this little story, if we hook up to Jesus, there's not a mountain that we can come up to, not a mountain that we can face that we can't climb up that mountain and come down on the other side. One of the things that you got to learn that's a little different about the engine and us being hooked up to Christ, when we come to the place of knowing that the engine, the little engine, good story, an encouraging story, encouraging you to go on and do what you want to do, but it's not entirely biblical. And what that is there's two differences in that story and in the word of God. The first is the engine said, "I think I can." But Paul is saying, "I know I can." You see that difference? The engine was thinking he could. Paul is saying, "I know I can." The second was the little engine relied on its own power to go over the mountain. But we have available to us the resource of an infinite God. We've got the infinite God who, through him, all things are possible. We're not depending on ourselves. So that's the difference between I think and I know. So when you go into the rest of this year, decide, are you going to think about a certain thing, or are you going to plant your foot and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can make it. The storm is over now. I know I can make it. Even if the storm is still there, guess what? I know I can make it. So can you really do things and everything through Christ, or all things? Can we do it? The answer to that is yes, we can. Yes, we can. I encourage you this year to go forth and do every single thing that God has placed in your heart to do. I pray that you will go forth and go forth not in any form of doubt, but knowing that you have been made capable to do what needs to be done. So God, you are our deliverer, and deliver us from the paralyzing fear that keeps us bound. Help us to trust in you more, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us to the hard places and through the difficult moments. It gives us a chance to observe your goodness and to observe your glory, observe the power within. Help us to stop making excuses, Lord God. We gladly yield ourselves to you today. We ask you to make this verse come true for us. May your strength enable us to do more than we think that we can. May we walk out your desires as your desire becomes our desire. Father, today we say, not our will, but your will be done in 2023. To God be all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, saints of God, amen. That is what I have for you for today. Praise be unto God. May you continue to walk in the goodness and the glory of God. And remember that it's through him that we are able to accomplish all of these things. It's through him. So each one of us that had any doubt whatsoever, each one of us that, praise God, each one of us that felt that we needed to give up, or you felt that God left you, know that he didn't. To those that are on the internet, who listen to this on the internet, and I'm not talking about on this Zoom right now, who go back to our website and they pull it up and they listen to it, please be encouraged in the Lord in 2023. There's no distance between you and God. The very thing that I'm saying here today to the people online here today, this goes out to you as well. You too can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You are not left alone. You are not in this by yourself. When you see one set of tracks, he's carrying you. And he's carrying you so that you can be rejuvenated, revived, you can be strengthened, and then you can get down off of his shoulders, and then you can walk that path yourself. Trust that he's with you. Start repeating every day, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I am making a conscious decision. It's my decision to make that I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to let the fact down that I lost my job get me down. I'm not going to let the fact that my marriage breaks up, relationships break up. I'm not going to let that take me out of here. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm not going to let those things happen. Trust God. Be patient with God. Don't give up on him. You know the song, he won't give up on you. So don't do so. Saints, be encouraged in this new year. Be in full of expectation in this year. You can do more than you've given yourself credit for. You can. You can do it with whom you rely on. Remember to rely on Jesus, and then all things are possible. All things, in the song we sang today, all things are possible through him who believed. God bless you. God bless you. Is there anyone on this line that has not received Jesus Christ as their Lord?